When it seems like God is silent, that's when he is shouting the loudest. What does any of that have to do with what we've been studying in 2 Samuel? Well, let's take a look. We're in chapter 13, and it's the most devastating chapter. It begins with David's oldest son, Amnon, letting his lust run out of control to where he violates his own half-sister, Tamar. And afterwards, being so full of his own lust, he completely turns all of this around to blame Tamar, and he casts her out in such a way as to make everyone else think that he is the victim and she is the culprit, leaving her to live in shame. At the end of the story, we read that Tamar's brother takes her in, provides for her, and tells her to stay silent about the issue, causing her to live a desolate life in her brother Absalom's house. The story ends by saying that King David heard about all of this and it angered him, and that Absalom refused to speak to Amnon, his half-brother, neither good nor evil, letting Amnon believe that Absalom didn't know about the events of Tamar's life that he had caused, or that Absalom didn't care about them. And one of the interesting things about this text is that we don't hear from God. God is not sought after. God is not requested to intervene in the situation. It seems like God is silent. But what is actually happening is showing us what it looks like when we refuse to hear from God or invite God into the situation. It produces chaos. It produces abuse. It produces anger in a most unrighteous way. And so in this text where we don't hear from God, God is actually shouting pretty loud to us. And it makes you wonder, as you look over the events of your life and the circumstances of your life, is God shouting to you in his silence? As you pray today, I invite you to welcome him into your situation and into your life, and to not make the mistake that Amnon makes in that he refuses to listen to the righteous voices around him. As you pray today, please remember Sarah Philemon, our missionary in Romania, and also remember the Matambwe Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.